Christ is risen. This is Father John. This is a recording concerning the lectionary reading for Bright Tuesday, which interestingly comes actually from Luke chapter 24, verses 12 through 35. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden, that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another, as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre, and found it even so as the woman had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave to them, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us, while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour, and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. All right, so looking at chapter 24, verse 13, you see it says two of them, and this is usually understood to be Luke and Cleopas, both of whom are apostles of the 70. It's, of course, St. Luke is St. Luke the Evangelist. Cleopas was one of the 70 apostles, the younger brother of St. Joseph the Betrothed. Now, the first thing I really want to pay attention to here is the phrase, but their eyes were holden, that they should not know him. And here, it's very useful to look at the commentary of Blessed Theophylact. And he says, why did he appear to them in another form? And why were their eyes prevented from recognizing him? That they might reveal all of their doubting thoughts. Sorry, I couldn't read my own handwriting for a moment there. And thus, exposing the wound, be shown the medicine. So what we need to understand here is that, and as Blessed Theophylact goes on, is that their faith was still imperfect. You'll notice that later in the passage, they call him a prophet mighty in deed and word, right? Treating him as though he's, speaking of him as though he's just a mere prophet, like Elijah or Moses, and not the Son of God. Then notice further, they say to him, but we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And here Blessed Theophylact says, they were so lacking in courage and faith that they in effect spoke the same words as did the malefactors on the cross. He saved others, himself he cannot save. Our Savior then goes on to rebuke them. And he says, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. This is an exceptionally important passage within this passage, because here our Savior, having they've made manifest what they think, and he now rebukes them with love, and makes clear to them that Christ did not come, that he did not come into the world so that, so to establish an earthly kingdom for the Jews, but rather he came into the world to establish a heavenly kingdom, to go to his crucifixion, and now to resurrect, to rise from the dead. And so he corrects them, but then notice it says, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And if you look at the commentary of Blessed Theophylact, it talks about in detail how he effectively revealed the meaning of the scriptures, of all the various prophecies and types found in the Old Testament to these two apostles. And here we need to understand that our Lord must always be our guide in understanding the sacred scriptures. So this is very useful for this daily podcast, this daily recording in studying the scripture together, because this passage makes clear to us that we don't want to look at the scriptures merely as an intellectual exercise, or that we can interpret it ourselves. Rather, through everything, we have to pray for help to understand the Bible. And if we don't end up quite getting the understanding for which we are looking, we need to turn to our friends in Christ, the saints, both in prayers and in through reading their various commentaries. Okay, but here yet there's still more to point out in this passage, because then he says, and it came to pass as he sat at meat with them, this is later, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished. Right? So here we see that our Savior reveals himself through the breaking of the bread. And it's such a moving passage. I'm going to read this next part that the apostles say, what they say next, again. Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? Right? There's this internal action that takes place in their heart from our Savior speaking to them and giving them the knowledge of the meaning of the various prophecies in the Old Testament, and precisely how he is the fulfillment of the prophets. But here Blessed Theophylact goes on and he says, but then their eyes were opened and they knew him when he as God permitted it. And this should remind us in the liturgy, you know, we hear, thine own of thine own do we offer unto thee because of all and for all. Right? God himself must allow us to have the knowledge of him. Blessed Theophylact goes on, something else is implied as well, that for those who commune of that bread, which is truly blessed, their eyes are opened, to know the Lord. For the flesh of the Lord contains a great and inexpressible power. And here we see the great significance of partaking of the body and blood of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. So what are we to take from this passage? Well, first, that we want to look at the scriptures with a humble heart and not with a worldly mindset, right? Second, that we need God's help in order to understand the scriptures. Thirdly, in order to get that help, we have to persevere in prayer and in the practice of the various virtues and in living a life of repentance. And fourthly, as we do that, we have to seek out, go to the priest to partake of the body and blood of Christ as often as is possible, because it is surely in partaking of Holy Communion that we gain a strength and a clarity that, just as Blessed Theophylact says, is inexpressible. So those are some Brief thoughts on the lectionary reading for today. Tomorrow morning, God willing, we're going to switch to doing it to the mornings. We kind of got backed up because of the services. So hopefully, God willing, these will start coming out in the morning so you can listen to it earlier. All right, God bless you, and Christ is risen, and we'll be back tomorrow with another recording.